Back in the era of Fred Flintstone and the Jetsons, some Looney Tunes scientists imagined that computers might fit first in your lap and then in your pocket. In 1985, they founded something called the Media Lab at MIT, and the music changed. Now computers fit inside human cells, and what was the population of the entire Earth in 1800, 2 billion, are online internet users. A quarter century of being digital. Are humans becoming machines? Is the media laboratory us getting beyond techno? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. It's good to get over techno, although, God, I love Kraftwerk. You just can't get over those guys. It's Friday, October 15th. John Hockenberry broadcasting today from our partner station, WGBH in Boston, and taking part in the events I just referred to surrounding the 25th anniversary of the MIT Media Lab. We'll have more on this coming up. Celeste Headlee down in New York. Good morning.
Good morning. I am in New York. I'm hard at work here in New York while you're partying with the media guys over at MIT there, John.
They're all asleep. I'll be partying later, but they're asleep right now.
So let me get straight to the headlines. President Obama and Vice President Biden are in campaign mode today. The two will travel to Delaware today and make a joint appearance for Democratic Senate candidate Chris Coons. They're hoping to keep the vice president's old Senate seat in Democratic hands. Polls put Coons close to 20 points ahead of his Republican rival, Christine O'Donnell. But White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says every race is crucial, especially as some analysts now say as many as 100 House seats could be up for grabs in the midterm elections. Next week, the president and the vice president will visit some states where the polls are a little tighter. The Obama administration wants a federal judge to let the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy involving gays serving openly to stand while the case is on appeal. On MTV, President Obama reiterated his commitment to end the policy, but he says he wants to do it right and that Congress should act on the repeal.
This policy will end, and it will end on my watch. But I do have an obligation to make sure that I'm following some of the rules. I can't simply ignore laws that are out there. I've got to work to make sure that they are changed.
The news comes as the Pentagon says it will comply and stop enforcing the policy. However, administration officials say they need time to ensure that a change doesn't affect combat readiness or morale.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton expressing concern over planned British defense cuts. Clinton tells our partner, the BBC, every member of NATO must be maintained because it is the most successful military alliance in history.
I think we do have to have an alliance where there's a commitment to the common defense.
Britain's Treasury Department has been pushing for a reduction of up to 10% of the defense budget between 2011 and 2015. The foreign minister of Iran says his government is ready to resume talks about the nation's nuclear program within a matter of weeks. The United Nations Security Council has adopted a package of sanctions against Iran aimed at halting uranium enrichment activity.
An investigation into the death of a British aid worker in Afghanistan after she was kidnapped is now the personal priority of the top U.S. commander in the country. General David Petraeus promised British Prime Minister David Cameron there will be full cooperation in the investigation into Linda Norgrove's death. Evidence suggests Norgrove was accidentally killed when a U.S. soldier threw a grenade during a rescue attempt earlier this month. A joint U.S.-UK military inquiry will establish how she died. And three of the 33 rescued Chilean miners have left the hospital in Copiapo. The hospital says they're all in relatively good health. Most will likely be released this weekend. Asian and European markets are mixed. Futures are also mixed. The Dow starts at 11,094, the S&P at 1,173, the NASDAQ at 2,435. Well, later on this morning, if you're at home in your kitchen, look at your fork. Do you have any idea why it has four tines and not three or five? Turns out there's a piece of history to everything in your home, and Bill Bryson will explain later on. Also, John is up at the MIT Media Lab, and he's going to give us a bit of the history behind that lab. In the meantime, what do you think is the most revolutionary change in media in the past 25 years? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.